Demi Lovato is an insufferable Karen. Pop star slammed after lecturing LA frozen yogurt shop for its diet foods. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 19, 2021. Demi Lovato, the gun control pushing pop star who endorsed Hillary Clinton in 2016, is being slammed as a dumb and self-centered Karen on social media after she attacked The Big Chill, a frozen yogurt shop in Los Angeles, for triggering her by having sugar-free cookies and other diet foods available in the store. Finding it extremely hard to order froyo from The Big Chill, when you have to walk past tons of sugar-free cookies slash other diet foods before you get to the counter, Lovato lamented in an Instagram story, before adding, "Do better please," along with the hashtag, diet culture vultures. "So I think I'm gonna have to make that hashtag a thing," Lovato said in a follow-up post. "I will be calling out harmful messaging from brands or companies that perpetuate a society that not only enables but praises disordered eating. Hashtag diet culture vultures." In another Instagram story, Lovato shared a purported screenshot of her private messages between herself and The Big Chill. "We are not diet culture vultures. We cater to all of our customers' needs for the past 36 years. We are sorry if you found this offensive," the frozen yogurt shop told Lovato. Lovato responded to the company by doubling down on her initial stance, adding that her whole experience was triggering. "Not just that. Your service was terrible. So rude," she said. "The whole experience was triggering and awful. You can carry things for other people while also caring for another percentage of your customers who struggle daily just to even step foot in your store. You can find a way to provide an inviting environment for all people with different needs, including eating disorders, one of the deadliest mental illnesses only second to opioid overdoses. Don't make excuses, just do better," the singer added. Lovato was then slammed on social media by users who said her outrage over the frozen yogurt shop was so immature, and the definition of pathetic. "Demi Lovato is an insufferable Karen," one Twitter user said. "Demi Lovato is terrible. She complains about a yogurt shop having sugar-free cookies. She should be the definition of pathetic," one Twitter user wrote. "Demi Lovato just put a yogurt shop on blast to her 102M followers and wants to make this a hashtag series," another commented. Demi Lovato saying she can't walk into a frozen yogurt place because of sugar-free options because she gets triggered is the most fat angry Tumblr girl aesthetic thing ever. Lmao, I can't stand her," another Twitter user wrote. "It seems to me Demi Lovato walking into The Big Chill frozen yogurt shop and getting triggered by a display of food items, then chastising them online for displaying food items, is like an alcoholic walking into a liquor store and asking the store to hide all the liquor," another tweeted. "Demi Lovato joining the list of celebrity Karens," another commented. "Using her gigantic platform to damage a small business? Whoever taught Demi Lovato the world revolves around her and her issues did her a huge disservice. She's acting like a Karen," a third Twitter user wrote. "Am I the only one who thinks Demi Lovato has major Karen energy?" inquired another Twitter user. "The youth tell me some hashtag woke idiot named hashtag Demi Lovato went full hashtag Karen over some yummy yogurt sold by a small business. Way to stick it to the man," tweeted another. "Demi Lovato is trending. I'm still siding with the small business. We are in a pandemic and I'm not gonna support a rich white Karen over a small business," another Twitter user said. In a follow-up Instagram story in which Lovato shared another one of her private messages with The Big Chill, the singer can be seen giving the frozen yogurt shop advice. "I was thinking, maybe it would help if you made it more clear that the sugar-free options and vegan options are for that," Lovato wrote. "Labeling the snacks for celiac or diabetes or vegans. When it's not super clear, the messaging gets confusing and being in LA it's really hard to distinguish diet culture versus health needs. I think clear messaging would be more beneficial for everyone," she added. "You aren't wrong for catering to many different needs but it's not about excluding one demographic to cater to others." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter @AlanaMastrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.